War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
We are live from the nation's capital. It's Thursday, the 5th of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. You're in the War Room. We got Rudy. Rudy's coming in. Rudy's now in charge. Okay, take a deep breath. Rudy's got it. Lawsuits everywhere. They're finding ballots. We're going into federal court to look for radical transparency. What the Democrats are doing are generating. You got the printing press going. They're generating ballots everywhere. Got ballots coming out of. They got new votes. Got new votes in there in Georgia. Got new votes in Pennsylvania. The sum total of my time on Bartiromo this morning is everybody take a deep breath. Not only did we got this, we already own this. Okay. He's president of the United States. He won a resounding victory on votes that matter, right? You have Black Lives Matter. You have All Lives Matter. We have votes that matter. Votes that matter are certifiable, verifiable, legal votes that were voted on the 3rd of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. And remember, we control every part of the apparatus. The Constitution, our beloved Constitution, has it set up. This thing's all structured. So trust the process. Just take a deep breath. We're in federal court right now. We're in federal court. Rudy's got lawsuits going. Sidney Powell's on watch. You got Rick Grenell out in Nevada filed a suit today. You got Dave Bossi out in Arizona. We got the killers. The killers are all, they're all at the, on the ramparts. Okay. We got this. Yesterday's not going to be a day in living infamy. You know why? It didn't happen. We're not going to sit there and allow the Information Warfare Department of the globalist, the guys that gave you 17-point polls in Wisconsin a couple of days before, Charlie Crook and these guys said, historic landslide, Trump bound down by 10, Trump down by 12, Trump in every battleground state down by 8. Those are all lies. I shouldn't actually say they're lies. They're not technically lies. They're actually information warfare. Okay? I kind of respect the opposition because, remember, this is a war for power. Not a search for truth. It's a war for power. They understand power. This was information warfare, and it didn't work. You know who it didn't work with? Folks called the American people. As I said to Maria today, Donald J. Trump has a moral obligation. He has a moral obligation to implement the will of the people. Let's cut through the fog of war. Here's what it is. At high noon on the 20th of January in the year of our Lord, 2021, what is that, 80 days away or 80-some days away, right? Donald J. Trump is going to raise his hand, maybe not in the nation's capital. It may be at the White House. But he's going to raise his hand on the Trump Family Bible, and he's going to take the oath for the second time for his second administration. Okay? That is a fact. That the will of the people spoke against all odds. And Hispanics, in historic amount, 40-45%. African Americans. This total realignment. And how do I know it's a realignment? Well, they didn't take the Senate. Mm-hmm. We added seats in the House. We added seats in state legislatures. All the way down ticket were massive victories, right? All the information department, the information warfare department, of the globalist opposition is trying to come up with all this stuff, and they're running around. They got, oh, you got to cut that vote, and new 50,000 votes in Fulton County. They came up with new votes today in Georgia, new votes out of nowhere. We're not going to play that game. They're changing rules all the time. You don't have to have a postmark. You don't have the signature. This one counts. Okay, no games. We're not playing that game. We're going to go into federal court. We're going to sue. We're going to recount all that. Remember, there are multiple paths. Yahoo Finance. Go to Yahoo Finance right now. Lead story, Bannon. Multiple paths to Inauguration Day. Remember, I didn't say multiple paths to victory. He's already won. He is the president of the United States. President Trump today should take all his time and start implementing the program for his second term. Let Rudy, let Cindy Powell, let Dave Bossi, let Corey Lewandowski, let Rick Grenell, let Eric Trump and Donald J. Jr., let the killers... Okay, let the killers fight this, and a host of fabulous lawyers. Bill McGinley from the War Room, right? Shanghai him, get him on the team. And let us here in the War Room just be the source of information and enlightenment. Everybody out there in this audience, take a deep breath. It's over. It's over. We control the high ground. We control the operations. We control the operating function of the courts in a strict interpretation of the Constitution, the Supreme Court. We control the appellate courts. We control the state legislatures. Larry Swigert's got a great tweet out. Swigert, the author of The Patriot's History of the United States, a great constitutional scholar, he tweets it out. If this thing gets screwed up and you can't ascertain the phony vote, the state legislatures take it over. Ladies and gentlemen, where you have these radical governors and secretary of states and attorney generals in, and I'm going to pick just some random states. So I'm going to pick some random states, Jack, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in North Carolina, all these random states, they're controlled by Republicans. So take a deep breath. Because they actually can pick the electors, right? If you can't get to a certified vote, and a certified vote has to be votes that are certifiable, verifiable, and legal. Not votes generated in, you know, some kind of the post office, or just all of a sudden I'm finding, oh, I think we got 50,000. You know how many 50,000 votes would take over the whole war room? The everything, the war room apparatus. Think, look around your house right now. Where would you put 50,000 votes? You take the whole block. You think those are just kind of, they're missing? No, they got the printing press going. So we don't have to play that game. But let's go into court and then they sew them all over. Let's have recounts. Let's do it all. All we need to do is get the 6th of January. We got Thanksgiving coming. Now, we can't really have Thanksgiving because Fauci, who his last day should be today, President Donald J. Trump. I think Ray and Fauci, my recommendation on how you spend your day, let the team go do their thing. You got Rudy in charge. We got adult supervision. Okay? What did I say today? The famous saying of the Roman Senate during the Roman Republic to their legion commanders, fortune favors the bold. Fortune favors boldness. Be Donald Trump. Be bold. Have Ray and have Fauci over today for a Diet Coke and an exit interview. Let's have an exit interview. Hey, Fauci. You know, since we're cleaning out your desk now over at NIH, just give me your pearls of wisdom, right? I don't need to see him on CNN or MSNBC. Why don't you just give them to me, right? The guy you work for, okay? And I thought it was a little out of ordinary that a government employee would jump into I think it's a Hatch Act thing, you know, what they're jumping on, you know, Kellyanne Conway and Ivanka every time they move around. Got the Hatch Act. Hey, I'm calling it. You're gone. But give me, you know, tell me about, is it mask or no mask? In fact, I'd have somebody recording, ask him 20 questions, and let's get it on paper what he actually says. So when he worms away later. In fact, I would videotape it. Let's videotape it.
Invite the press so invite that they the can press. Sit there Even in the better. Oval Office, Dude, listen to the questions, listen to them, answer them incorrectly, and then fire them on national TV.
Jack Maxey, the dude, I love you. I'm going to hug you. That is it. I want to bring in the whole press, bring in those vipers. Bring in the information warfare. They're like the front line. They're like the guys in the trenches in World War One. Okay? Bring those guys in. Bring those guys in on live national TV. In fact, we'll supply you with the 20 questions. It's 20 questions with Tony. Tony the Fauci. And then, of course, at the end, the great apprentice, you're fired. Right? Ray's the same thing. You're fired. I love that. I love that. That's the genius. We're going to do that. That's this afternoon. That's the second term. Second term kicks off with firing Ray, firing Fauci. Now, I actually want to go a step farther, but I realize the president is a kind-hearted man and a good man. I'd actually like to go back to the old times of Tudor England. I'd put the heads on pikes, right? I'd put them at the two corners of the White House as a warning to federal bureaucrats. You either get with the program or you're gone. Time to stop playing games. Blow it all out. Put Rick Grenell today as the interim head of the FBI. That'll light them up, right?
You know what, Steve? Just yesterday, there was the anniversary of the hanging of two Tories in Philadelphia. These were Quaker businessmen who had cohabitated, if you will, with the British while they were occupying Philadelphia. These people were hung. This is what we used to do to traitors.
That's how you won the revolution. Nobody wants to talk about it. Revolution wasn't some sort of garden party, right? It was not. It was a civil war. Remember, also in the Revolution, only they say 3%. I say, hey, maybe 30. One-third of four, one-third again, and one-third in the middle, like it always is. Right now, it's the same way the country is, but we got the Trump guys. Okay, so hold it. We're going to go to the state legislatures. Larry Swiker's got on his tweet. Midge will hopefully get that and retweet it or push it out. And we got that. Okay, but if we don't get there, here's the big one. Here's the big kahuna. The Constitution lays out that it goes to the House of Representatives, that that's the people's house. And it's not about individual congressmen. We know Nancy Pelosi and Democrats call that. It's about by-party delegation by these states because the founders knew the states were important. That's why we have an electoral college. That's why we vote by state. Okay? And I don't have the states having different rules. I just like to have them have some sort of organization of that. Not that you can just make up ballots like you're doing in Pennsylvania. If you play the games with them in Pennsylvania, they're going to steal it on the number of ballots because it continues. It's Philadelphia, dude. They can print all day long. It's Atlanta, dude. They're going to find another 50,000. Okay, it's Detroit. It's Milwaukee. They had that dump the other day with 130. Come on. You're going to play their game? Let's not play their game. Let's go into court and have radical transparency. And it's going to take a while. Recounts, lawsuits. You get to the sixth. The state legislatures make a decision. If it's too hot, that's okay. Take it to the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi, we flipped because down ticket, everybody supported your program. You won. We flipped Minnesota and Pennsylvania. Last time I looked, not two right-wing states, right? So remember, Jack, we were talking, and here we've been on this for months. We said it was 26-22-1. We actually said a couple will be tied, we think. A couple will be tied. I think we flipped them, right? I think it's 28-22. If it's not, it's we win. Nancy Pelosi's got to break. She's got to stand up there with that gavel and that, you know, looking like she does, you know, like sucking on a lemon. And she's got to embrace the suck when she counts the votes of the 50 states. And you are elected by the House of Representatives, as we've done before. We did this. Jefferson? The election of 1800. How did this is what Aaron Burr, Jefferson, John Adams. That was a group of titans, right? Hamilton. And by the way, they hated each other's guts beyond anything today. This is beanbag. That was real hate from real men, okay? These are giants, and they had giant-like hate. To wit, Burr killed Hamilton, right? And Jefferson tried Burr for treason. You think I got legal problems? They tried him for treason. He was vice president of these United States. This is nothing. This is small ball. Ladies and gentlemen, embrace the fact that we've already won. It's only about acting like it. Just act like you're the president because you are the president for another 4 years and 3 months.
Possession.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
President Trump won an overwhelming victory. He should start acting right now in his second term. He should fire the FBI director. He should put in process implement to fire Fauci. He should start manning up for his second term with guys like Rick Grenell. The other thing is, remember, there's multiple paths that if you want to get to the inauguration for his second term on the 20th of January, and he's got to implement, he has a moral obligation to implement the will of the people that elected him on the 3rd of November. There are multiple paths to get there. If you can get a fair vote of verifiable legal ballots, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada will fall for him. Obviously, Georgia and North Carolina already have. He'll be reelected. If you can't get that, you control, by the way, conservatives that have strict interpretation of the Constitution control the courts, including the Supreme Court. We control the state legislatures. We control the party delegations in the House of Representatives in Nancy Pelosi's house. You can't, in the middle of the night in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Pennsylvania, allow them to steal it. We become a banana republic. The president should start executing on his second term today. He should also end certifiable with chain of custody of all these mail-in votes. If he can do that, he'll win those states. If you can't do that, it's not the end of the world. We control the state legislatures. We control the courts. And most importantly, Nancy Pelosi went out of her way to flip these party, these delegations. We control by, I think, 28 to 22, the delegations in the House of Representatives. They are the ultimate people that will vote for Donald Trump to be president. President Trump.
There it is right there. You get a little more in depth in the, by the way, I'm getting blown up from my Mr. Rogers Act in Act 1. I'm just trying to say, hey, we got this. We got this. We got this. Take a deep breath. It's going to take resolve. There's going to be, exactly, Midge has got the thing, do the yoga.
I need to take deep breaths.
I may start doing, the hot yoga. I may start de-stress. We got this. It's going to be, hey.
This is the parable of the old bull and the young bull in living color here. Steve is just, he's taking a deep breath, but we're going to go
down
there and
take them all down. We're going to wander down slowly. Take them all down. Okay. Rudy is going to join us in a second. Bill McGinley's engaged. Richard Barris, our data analytics person, is engaged. We've got John Solomon at 11 o'clock, Real America's Voice, the Great News Service, Rob Sig, Howard Diamond, the entire team. They got an amazing initiative about ballot analysis. We got all that. But at the end of the day, we control the important parts of the apparatus. Why do you think the mainstream media is not talking about it? Larry Swyker tweets that this morning. Why is CNN not? Okay, if CNN, if the liberals and progressives control the Supreme Court, if they control the state legislatures, if they control the House of Representatives, that's all you'd be hearing. It'd just be on a constant loop on CNN and MSNBC. They have panels. They have in-depth things. This is where it's got to go. They don't. That's why it's crickets. We've got this. And it's laid out in a contractual basis. Remember, the one thing about the framers, they're very smart lawyers. They're all lawyers. Now, Burr's a lawyer. Hamilton's a lawyer. Jefferson's a lawyer. All the framers. John Adams, right? Top lawyer. Got the Boston Massacre guys off, the British. Top lawyer. Litigators. They were litigators. They went to court and actually argued cases.
Oh, and they were students of human nature. That's why there's so many checks and balances, because they know that one another cannot trust each other in the long term. We have to be able to double check.
And that's what these checks and balances are, and they play to our favor because we control it. Why? They're all close to the people. Why do we control the state delegations in the House of Representatives? Because it's close to the people. Why do we control the state legislatures? Because it's close to the people. That's the basic of what Thomas Aquinas called subsidiarity. Get decision-making down as close to the people as possible. That's why Donald J. Trump won re-election on November 3rd. Why? Those were people in this mass outpouring of self-organizing, the 96-mile caravan in Arizona, to the 54,000 people that showed up in Butler, Pennsylvania, across this broad country, a self-organizing revolt, or what I call a great awakening. A great awakening to what it is, a great awakening to the globalists. And by the way, they won't play by the rules. Remember, when you went to those polls, he was going to lose by 12 points and 10 points. Charlie Cook on Lawrence O'Donnell, we got to play that clip tomorrow. I'm going to rub Lawrence O'Donnell and Charlie Cook's nose in this, because they should be dismissed with the contempt that they should be dismissed with. Lawrence O'Donnell's in that big grin of his. They're taking the Senate. We're going to take the House. Big old grin. He's a clown. That guy, give him a hook. First off, get some diversity. Get old, obnoxious white guys off there. Get him off. Charlie Cook lost 400 pounds. Don't even recognize him. Looks like some kind of weird hand puppet, right? He's sitting there, oh, it's going to be a historic landslide. Historic landslide. And they team up. Oh, he's the greatest. He's the most thing. He's this. He's that. He's a clown. Treat him like they beclown themselves. It's all, and it's not propaganda. It's information warfare. Do you anticipate, now you expect now that we're going to let them steal it by falling into the information warfare? Joe Biden's just some old man up in Wilmington, Delaware. He has no standing. He has no job and he has no standing. He's walking up to a car dealership and talking to the Toyotas. You saw that on social media. Yes, he's talking to a bunch of Toyotas. He's talking to the new 2021 models, right? They got the Barracuda, the Gladiator. They got all these new models. He's like, his old man was a car salesman. He's a car salesman. He doesn't matter. He can put his website up. They can have their transition team. Trump's the president. He's going to remain the president. How about this? Let's start the second term, and let's start with symbols. Let's start with Fauci and Ray's head on a pike. And I want to do it Jack Maxey's way. Call all those vipers in to the Oval Office, the cameras, and they got the big boom microphones. Put a big boom mic in to Tony. Let's see how courageous Tony is when he's sitting in like a little five-year-old, like a little school thing with the principal. He's calling the principal. He's got Donald Trump, that big mass of like, you know, action, right? Resolve, right? To put it on his shoulders and draw. He's the guy who wants the ball with 2 minutes to go. Fauci can't got to bounce it to home plate, right? They say Fauci's such a great baseball player. No offense, dude. I know your arm may hurt, but I've seen guys throw before. I was a pitcher. I was a left-handed relief pitcher. I know I got to have a shortstop that can go deep in the hole because, trust me, they were hitting some hot ones off what I threw up. The garbage I threw up there, there was some brutal hits coming back. I needed a shortstop that could go deep and pivot and throw. That's not Tony Fauci, okay? I don't know what that thing was. It's all a joke. Get him in there like the little five-year-old he is. Ask Jack Maxey's 20 questions and then fire him. They say they were all running. He doesn't have the authority to fire him. He can't do this. Want to bet? Want to see that? Hey, and if you fire him, you don't have authority, go box up the office. First off, box up Collins' office, the head of NIH. That's another bad dude. Another bad hombre. Box his office up. Box Fauci's office up. Then put police tape around it. Put a couple of U.S. Marshals around it. Hey, when you get the U.S. Marshals, or in fact, execute what Section 232, whatever the defense thing, get their brother marshals out there to Silicon Valley. Let's roll up Jack Dorsey. Let's take down Zuckerberg and dare these guys to do anything. Dare them to do anything on social media. Dare them to take you down. Okay?
And start calling out these social media companies for violating the First Amendment, because that makes it a civil rights violation. That makes their liability infinity.
Abraham Lincoln is revered. You know Lincoln? He's the guy that's got that big, beautiful monument down there at the other end of the pool, right? You see that one? The one that, you know, guys like Martin Luther King, other giants want to go down and speak in front of. Why? Because he's means something in the history. He rolled up the city council of Baltimore. I think he put the state legislature of Maryland. He waived habeas corpus, right? He did so many actions. He ran it as a dictator. They had a committee in the House. The special committee on the war, or joint committee on the war, is going to oversee him. You know what he told him? Go pound sand. How about that? He was going to arrest the Chief Justice. Tawny, the Dred Scott guy, got in his face about habeas corpus. He's arresting guys. He says, I have a broad interpretation. Here's Lincoln. I have a broad interpretation of the inherent powers of the Commander-in-Chief. Go to the movie Lincoln when he's banging on the thing. He says, I'm the President of the United States. I'm the Commander-in-Chief, endowed with almost virtual unlimited power of the inherent power in the Constitution. Rachel Maddow and you guys, you can all melt down. Oh, he's a dick. No. He's just playing by the rules. Not going to play by your rules that you make up and all this nonsense you make up. I'm not going to do that. Those are games. Trump's no games. So, yes, go to federal court. Let's have all the lawsuits. Let's do all the recounts. Let's just get to December 6th. Let's get to December 6th. December 6th, state legislators, then you pick them. If you pick them, if you don't, by the way, if it's too hot, maybe a little hot, as Trump says, maybe too hot. If it's too hot, just kick it to the House of Representatives. I want the vote in the House in January. I want Nancy up there with her big gavel and that looking like she sucked on a lemon. When the House votes 28-2, the Donald J. Trump just won re-election, I want that photo. I'm going to put it up here in the war room. We're going to paste it. By the way, where are my things? Oh, that's right. We had a thing 4 days ago, so we still don't have our signs up. Producer Vish. Glad I noticed that. God, tits just keep on coming. Can I get a clip? No, that's what we got to do. Have the vote and have the Senate vote for, have Mitch vote for. You know, I realize, Mitch, this all plays into the fact you're not going to be the most powerful guy in Washington, D.C. Okay? Donald Trump's the president. He's going to remain the president. The capital markets got to understand this is their new thing. Remember, Wall Street's a whole scam. It's a total scam. First, they love Trump. Now, they love divided government. They love divided government. They know they're part of the scam. You know why? They want the nationalists out. They want to be back in business with China, the CCP. They're telling their partners over there, hey, we got this guy up, but Mitch is there to save us. Mitch is there to save us. It's not going to work. We got Rudy in charge now. Crazy Rudy, the mayor. He's in charge. We're going to send another guys over there, right? You got Jason Miller. You got Stepien, you got Bossy out in Arizona, you got Corey up in Philadelphia, you got Grinnell out in Nevada, he's causing trouble. Got to get Grinnell back. File the suit, get Grinnell back, put Grinnell, the head of the FBI, after you fire Ray on national TV. It's good. People, embrace the fact it's done. It's over. It's all process now. You won on the 3rd. You represent it. You won on the 3rd. The inauguration's on the 20th. It's just all process. We're going to have to go through some choppy air. That's fine. That's okay. We got this. We control the House. We control the state legislatures. We control the Supreme Court. We control the process. Stick to the process. Back in a moment.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay. War Room, hashtag. If you're watching the show for the first time, go to hashtag War Room Pandemic or in the live stream. We want to hear all your comments. One of the things I'm getting overwhelmed with is people say, remember prayer. Okay, fine. We must pray. We have to pray. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the country. Pray for our citizens. And pray for the souls of the people on the other side, right? We are all in this together. We will take the scales off their eyes, and eventually they'll find out why they were wrong and why they were mistaken. I want to quote Mark Twain, but just remember, prayer is very important. But divine providence works through us. It's human agency and human action. Donald J. Trump is a very imperfect instrument. Stephen K. Bannon is even a more imperfect instrument, okay? But divine providence works through President Trump. Divine providence works through every one of you, so pray. But also commit in your prayers, commit yourself, your whole being to this fight. We've won this, that we take our country back and we destroy and crush these elites that have led us into managed decline. That's it. To quote Mark Twain right now, here's how good I feel. I want everybody in this audience, yesterday was not the day of infamy, because now we've got it. We got the program. And we got lawsuits everywhere. We got Rudy in charge. Things are going. We're doing good. To quote Mark Twain, I feel like a Christian holding four aces. Okay? Because we got four aces. We've got the Supreme Court. We've got the state legislatures. We have the House of Representatives and the Senate. And most importantly, we have the American people, the will of the American people. Okay? We have four aces. So sit back, make sure you pray, get on your knees, but commit yourself. Okay? Commit yourself. Because we're going to go through some turbulence. I'm not sitting there telling you every day is going to be a sunny day. It's not going to be a sunny day. There are going to be some days, there's going to be cloudy days. Right? There's going to be some days that you think, hey, how can this ever happen? How can we ever get through this? We're going to get through this. The framers understood. Jack Maxey laid it all out, right? Checks and balances. The framers are pretty smart gentlemen. They understood. They've laid it all out, and we control it. This is why Rachel Maddow's not talking about this. Washington Post. Remember, dismiss us. Just dismiss them. As they beclown themselves for the second. First time I could kind of see they were against Trump, but they didn't take it seriously. They've had 4 years for this. All those polls, that was information warfare. All those shows, all those panels, all the Never Trumpers, all information warfare. It's all to get inside your head and make sure that you curled up in a ball and said, I can't do it. I can't win. And you rejected that. Why are we in this situation? Because of your human agency, your action. You went out and stood in line for 5 or 6 hours and voted. You came to a rally. You came to this self-organizing. Barris. Fine. We got Richard Barris. I'm going to bring Richard on in a second. But I just want to tell everybody, we've got this. And we've got the smartest guys in the room. The smart people are on our side. Look at our 8-hour broadcast the other day. I have had some of the smartest people in this world, some of the richest people in this world, from hedge fund managers to political leaders, have watched our 8-hour broadcast, including, I know, at the senior levels, right? I know that, you know, Chinese, the intelligence services, through political operatives throughout the world, the hedge fund guys, the guys that own the hedge funds watch, and they go, that was the most intense 8 hours, and I learned so much. You know why? We put up nothing but data, Richard Barris's maps, Bill McGinley's brilliant legal analysis, and we chirped in, Midge, Jack, myself, and Ramin did enough contextualization that people could understand instead of sitting and listening to Donna Brazile and Brent Baer, right? And all the knuckle, and Rachel Maddow, and just all this yammering on these other channels. It didn't mean anything. 4 days later, you go back and look at our broadcast. We laid it all out. Want to bring in Barris now. And Richard, what I want to do is kind of talk about the path to do it, but also just make sure the audience understands. They're going to print as many ballots as they have to print to make sure that Donald Trump. When you say count all the votes, that's like going into the ocean and just going and dipping into the ocean. They have unlimited printing press, so they can find 50,000 ballots. Oops, there's how many do we need and how far are we behind in Georgia? I just found 60,000.
Oh, how perfect. The ballot fairy came last night.
Exactly.
They came to Atlanta.
Well, it should be a heads up, though, for a lot of these ballots. Urban areas, particularly in Michigan, right? You saw this 25% of young African-American males who came out in support of Donald Trump. You saw many African-Americans. And John James, right? This guy is an American hero.
Stealing from him.
And he is getting his election stolen as well. So what I want these people in these urban areas to understand is you've been betrayed by your own apparatus. Your votes were stolen in Kenosha, were stolen in Milwaukee, were stolen in Philadelphia. So all those brave guys who've now turned and came on the Trump team because they realize that he's fighting for every American, you got punked by your own crew. It's time for you to start fighting back. Because we are in a war, peeps, and we're glad to have you on the team.
Let me give you a fact. Donald J. Trump won the election on 3rd of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. The only way that Joe Biden is inaugurated, if we give it to him.
Yeah.
If we want to give it to him, hey, if you want to give it to him, if this audience wants to give it to him, start voting now in the war room. Let's go tell the president, hey, you know, maybe Anderson Cooper and these guys, maybe it's right. Let's just let them steal it. They can have it. We want it, but they can have it. If that's what you want, let's do it. Otherwise, Trump's president. Start the second term now. We'll have the inauguration, have a party, and you know, we'll go back to work the next day. I want to bring in Richard Barris first. Richard, I want to talk first before I get to Pennsylvania, because the Biden guys are saying now we're going to win Pennsylvania by 200,000 votes. I think they're talking about that because they're just going to keep manufacturing them, right? Trump had an 800,000 vote lead on real votes. 800,000 vote lead on real votes. Then we go into, you know, Mitch calls it the vote fairy, but they get the printing press. Mm-hmm. I told you for months they vote by the pallet down there in they back the truck up in Philadelphia. How many do you need? Oh, he's 800,000. We want to win, but the 200,000. I need a million. Got to manufacture a million. We'll do that. Unverifiable, uncertifiable, no chain of custody, illegal vote. Okay. So Richard Barris, what do you got for us in Georgia? I know there's breaking news out of Georgia. Right? You can't make this up. So, Barris, how are we doing, brother?
I'm all right, Steve. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, there's conflicting reports in Georgia. So, right, you know, an hour ago, it looked like there were actually, first thing this morning, 17,000, which would have been short. They'd have been short. And then it was 20. And then it was 30. And now maybe 50. I mean, it just never ends. You know, the bottom line is, no matter what they say, if they would have done this correctly, there would be no question here. But now they've made these questions by doing this. And I got a tweet pulled off of Twitter before simply because I noted here you got an Obama operative on Twitter after the election just hours ago saying, I need help. The team needs help. We got to go out and cure and harvest. Folks, in the state of Georgia, you cannot ballot harvest. And Twitter censored me for just pointing him out, and Sean Davis at the Federalist. This is a former Obama speechwriter. It's just incredible.
Talk to us, right?
Bottom line.
Okay, recount. How long is a recount? It's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, correct?
Yeah, it will take time.
Yeah, I think the legislature down in Georgia ought to get ready to put forward a slate of electors. And if you can't, that's fine. Just go to the House, but they ought to get ready for it. Not going to be ready by Georgia. Not going to make the six. Sorry. Okay? But we got to go in and count. We become a banana republic. If we allow all you game day voters, if we allow one uncertifiable, unverifiable, no chain of custody, illegal vote to count, we should be ashamed of ourselves. From every patriot grave, they will say it as one voice, do not allow that. Do not allow that. Right? We have an obligation, not just to the future, we have an obligation for the other 13 generations that built this country to defend what they bequeath to us. That's why you just can't have in Fulton County having 50,000 pop up. Correct, Mr. Jack Maxey?
Listen, Donald Trump is fulfilling his constitutional role. He took an oath to the Constitution. He is going to fight for that Constitution. That is the American way.
He didn't take an oath to the Constitution. He took an oath to God. He took an oath to defend the Constitution. He took an oath to God.
Yes,
he took an oath to God. What did Lincoln always say when the pressure came on Lincoln? What he said in his first inaugural address? I have taken, he says, you guys have disputes. And you don't. We disagree on some fundamental stuff. I have taken right here before you. I have taken an oath to God to defend this Constitution. Donald J. Trump has taken an oath to God Almighty. Right? An oath to God Almighty. That's what I said today. He has a moral responsibility to those that voted legally to support the Constitution, and the Constitution takes care of this. They lay it out, and we have people now on these courts that interpret the Constitution strictly. We have state legislatures that understand what their duty is, controlled by conservatives and Republicans and Trump people, and we have the House of Representatives, and we have the Senate, and they tried. This is a big picture of Nancy Pelosi's. The people spoke. The will of the people spoke. She lost 5 seats. Including rock stars like Max Rose in Staten Island. These are not small losses. Salazar beats Donna Shalali down in Miami. These are big losses, and they went all in. She lost two more. I think she lost two more states. We now, I think, have 28. We control the commanding heights of everything that matters. We now just start to have to act like it. And President Trump has a moral obligation. He took an oath to God. And when you pray today, you should take that same oath. That through God will work through you, through human agency, through you as a person with your whole being, your whole soul, and your whole spirit. Stop whining. I don't want to hear any more things saying, oh, help, I don't know what to do. I'm so afraid. Stop it. Stop it. No whining, no tears, no clutching of pearls. We're the Trump movement. You think it was easy in the 13 generations before us to get us here? No, it was not. Were they clutching their pearls out when they're taking the wagons out west? Were they clutching their pearls? Were they whining when the LSTs dropped, when the doors dropped in Normandy? The 8th Air Force over Europe? Were those kids over sitting on those platforms with the in daylight aerial bombing that our allies would not do? Only the Americans would do it. Man up. We've got this, and we have to start acting like we got it. I'm tired of the whining. I'm tired of the hair pulling. I'm tired of the tears. You've had that. Now you got a plan. Stick to the plan. Oh, my God, they're going to go crazy. Bannonon has now given a hat tip to QAnon. I don't care about the left-wing media. I could care less. They beclown themselves. They totally expose themselves. Totally expose themselves. It's information warfare, right? I got that. It didn't work. They broke their pick. It didn't work. So, Barris, walk me through Georgia and North Carolina.
All right. So
hang on. I tell you, I took your whole segment, and I just started preaching. It was the green screen. It's a green screen that threw me. No, we're gonna come back to you in a moment. Let's go to commercial break. We got Richard Barris, the great analyst. And by the way, everybody wanted to hear you. Didn't want to hear me for another rant. But you just got a dividend. You got a bonus rant. Promise, no more rants. I've scared poor Midge. Right? I noticed we got a caller every day. Midge, we're open for business. Do I have to sit next to Steve? It's like the girls in school when I was in fourth grade. You got to sit near him. Can't the nuns put him like in a special desk? Okay, remember, we got Richard Barris, we got John Solomon, Rudy, hopefully, all of it on the War Room.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we've got breaking news from Philadelphia, from everywhere. We got we got people stepping up. They're on offense, folks. We're on offense. Midge, what do you got?
Pam Bondi and Corey Lewandowski live from Philadelphia confirming a court win. The team's going to go in and immediately be able to observe the vote count from 6 feet away. Previously, people were kept at 20 feet away, and she says someone with a badge who wasn't even law enforcement was restricting people from being able to observe the vote count. And Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien stated the Democrats' lying, cheating, and stealing is running rampant all over the country, with Trump campaign Jason Miller saying Trump is on pace to win Arizona. And Miller says even Nate Silver says Fox News and AP should rescind their call that Biden has won the state.
Wow. Jackie, got any, by the way, National Pulse, the great blog that Ariel Winters is Natalie Winters is running for National Pulse has been restricted by Twitter. The reason millions of people are coming to it, it's on fire. Of course, Jack Dorsey's got to take it down. Why are the U.S. Marshals not in Jack Dorsey's office and perp walking him out to go over to jail like Lincoln would have done? What do you got?
The other thing I get is stay there. Let your voices be heard. Hold your ground. Behave. But let them know that you want to be heard.
Okay, first target you should have at home. I want you retweeting. I want you pushing out on social media, on Facebook, on tweets, on Instagram, everywhere. Any mode you've got it, every piece of content you see that supports the president. Do the show, do the segments of the show, do Midge, do Raheem, everybody you see on the show, John Solomon. Get it out there. Push, push, push. What you can do right now is flood the zone with positive information.
Yes.
Let's go. Speaking of positive information, let's go back to Richard Barris. Richard, since Bill Stepien and Jason Miller, our former wingman here in the war room who knows how to fight, saying that we're going to win Arizona, and that when a guy like Nate Silver, I know he's your favorite, when a guy like Nate Silver is telling the Associated Press, this is the thing about Biden, remember, their whole thing about they're going to announce Biden, and AP's going to announce it today because he's going to get Nevada. First off, that's shut down in federal court. The other thing, that's all predicated on a lie. That counts Arizona. This counts Arizona. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't buy into the information warfare of the left. He's just a guy wandering around Delaware in the car dealership. It doesn't matter. He has no standing. Let him put up a website. Let him talk about a transition, right? It's he's transitioning down to Sun City. That's where he's transitioning to. He's transitioning down to the villages. Okay, that's the transition. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. So don't buy into it. His whole thing, they're going to announce him president. People were last night meltdown. Oh, my God. I said, will you take a breath? That says Arizona. My guy, Richard Barris, and more importantly, the governor of the state of Arizona, Ducey, and his hombre said, this is not over, and now we're finding other things are all Trump ballots. So, Richard, walk us through why Nate Silver is right, why Fox and Associated Press should rescind this, and why Jason Miller is correct, the president's going to win it.
Yeah, so I hate to say Nate Silver's right, but in this case, he is, right? So it was always going to be this close. The vote that is out, we know, is overwhelmingly Trump. There is one dump in question. One, that's it, and that's the final dump. It's really looking at it, and we crunched this really hard early this morning after looking at what we got yesterday, and we pretty sure he at one point will take that lead, and then the final dump will determine whether he holds it. The vote out in the southeastern part of the state is very red. He's going to net several thousand, probably more, over there. It's really all about Maricopa. There is vote in Pima, but he could tick a little bit higher in this vote.
Okay, right now, Biden's lead is what? And what percentage of the outstanding votes does Trump have to get to overtake Biden? So Biden's vote difference is what right now over Trump?
Yeah, right now it's a little bit under 68,000. And it narrowed significantly. And this is really what it broke down to. There was more vote out than all of the numbers you see, even
on
our website.
Can we get the chart up? Let's get the chart. Can we get the chart of Arizona up?
Okay. There it is.
Walk the audience through where these votes are and where Trump votes are.
Right here down in the southeast. And let me put it up a little bit so you guys can see better. There you go. See how much vote is still out there? An estimated low end could be 79.25. This is what happened in Arizona. Even though Maricopa, which I'll go over in a second, was more favorable to Biden, Trump won it by a few points in 2016, the vote numbers and the margins in rural Arizona were huge. They were much bigger than we've ever seen before, and it's never been this high. Out in Maricopa, which is what our polling showed, he really had to fight it to a draw. It used to be that you have to win it, but if you fight it to a draw, then you can win the state if you get big rural vote shares, which he is doing, and he did. Right now in Maricopa, they're separated by a little over 73,000 votes, and that's more than Biden's margin. So just to give people an idea, what's outstanding, if he wins it out there, 51, then it definitely can, and actually, looking at what we know, it's more pro-Trump than people thought. and it's one dump in Maricopa that will decide it. And that is really, that's where we're at. So for Fox to make this call was based on their faux voter analysis was it just was outrageous. It was, that's why I said what I said yesterday. There is no good reason, no good analytical reason to call Arizona, but to leave what was clearly a victory in Florida on the table for 2.5 hours, unless you're playing a narrative game. That's it, guys. I mean, I'm a numbers guy. I don't, you know, there's just no, it was inexplicable. So Maricopa is going to tighten. Arizona is going to tighten. And it's really a question of one dump, whether Trump holds that lead or not.
Go quickly to Nevada. Rick Grinnell just went out and they filed suit. They filed suit today. We got about 45 seconds, then we'll hold you and come back. But give us Nevada quickly.
Less than 8,000 votes, and for everybody who's looking, this is Clark. The magic formula to win Nevada, if you're a Republican, is to be at 45 or more in Clark, win 40% or more of the Hispanic vote. Trump has done just that. There, Clark says, and you can see it there, Clark does have votes, and that's the screwy ruling that they can count basically forever until, you know, there's 200 plus thousand inactive ballots that are flying around Clark County right now. So there's a question mark with that. But big vote for Trump in Douglas, which there usually is for a Republican, but the numbers were big. Still big chunks out there. In Carson City, there's just a little bit. They're about done. But if you just go around the rest of the state and you look at where the vote's out, Nye, White Pine has a little bit. Eureka even has a little bit. Very smallly populated area, Lander. But between, when you add it up, Steve, it just looks like that lead for Biden is tenuous at best. Washoe has some, okay, which could help save him. But as more voters come in, it is actually helped
Richard,
Trump.
Richard, hang on. They're talking about 10,000 illegal votes out there. That's what it's talking about. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with Richard Barris and John Solomon and the team next.